I just want to reiterate what some have already said, that I really appreciate your willingness to come and sing these new compositions. My name is Peter Korzhevsky. I teach at Wyoming Catholic College, and I am the director there of the choir and the schola. We sing for both the ordinary form and the extraordinary form, so I find that I have a lot of opportunities to write music in English and Latin for the liturgy. My pieces are often inspired by other pieces of the same text that I hear. So for example, this Vidi Aquam, our choir sang Josef Gruber's Vidi Aquam. It's a very simple setting, you can find it on CPDL, but it was so charming. It was the first time I had ever done the Vidi Aquam in four parts, and so I decided to write my own after we did that. So just a couple of little points about this piece. The men begin with the, let's just for today have the men begin, actually I'll sing as if the priest, Vidi Aquam, and then we'll go into the four parts at this tempo. Like that. Just watch at measure 13, the soprano B natural there is really important for shifting the tonality, and then it goes into the final Alleluias. The altos have the most important part in the whole piece at measure 20, your Alleluias there, so really bring out that part. Then there's the beginning of the verse, Confiteni Domino, and I'll go into parts again. And at the end, why don't we have everybody the second time around on the repeat just sing the Incipit, Vidi Aquam. Vidi Aquam. Thank you. That was written especially for the Altos because we usually have bullet points. This is obviously an unused video. It doesn't really require much comment. So let's just go ahead and see. Some of you are familiar with Mystic Monk Coffee. So this was the ordination of the first two priests. I wrote this for them. But unfortunately, we had so much music to learn that we never got a chance to learn this piece. So we didn't even have a chance to perform. So this is the first performance. At least in my copy, there's a blank sheet. So when you turn the page, it's not intentional. It's not John Cage. So
we're fine.
Oh, you don't have a blank in yours? OK, mine is blank.
That's just
of course,
in case
strikes and mystery.
Oh.
think we do that one a little bit too slow, so I'm not comfortable doing it, but if you imagine a little bit faster, I think it would have carried. Yeah, but thank you, that was good. By the way, this text, Salve Salus Mundi, it's a beautiful text. You can see the translation at the end. It's from the Carmelite Rite of Mass, which does most celebrate. Where is it? The priest at the Carmelite Rite, the traditional Carmelite Rite, says it right before he receives communion. So it's a really neat feature. I know I discovered that, but what a perfect text for these monks. Okay, David says we have time for this last piece. So this is a Reproches, for Good Friday. I wrote this for use at the parish, because the college choir sang for the parish for the Triduum. They invited us to do that, which we were happy to do. But the pastor said, I'd like the Reproches to be in English. So we did it in English with a little bit of Greek thrown in. That was the compromise. So I think, and of course, between refrain A and refrain B, there would be lots of verses. And it works very well with the psalm tones provided with the Cantica Nova setting of the Reproches in English. I didn't put them in here, but it fits well with that. But I think for the purposes of today, for time, we'll just go straight from refrain A to refrain B. So I think for the pace, measure 7 and 8 just so they can hear the way it shifts there.
Okay, so yeah, that's a good note.